dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us on this Monday. Hard to believe looking outside that the UNK and Hastings College baseball teams are both 2-1 on the season after getting some games in this weekend. And we look forward to catching up with the coaches here real quick. It is, as you've already heard, if you've been listening much this morning, it's kind of the hangover Monday with the first Monday with no football to follow up in nearly 7 months. And it seems like everything's a little quiet on the circuit, although a lot of things locally gear up this week. Fauner Park begins its 2008 racing season. The state high school wrestling tournament is this weekend in Omaha. Girls sub-district basketball begins tonight, and the season starts to wind down for everybody else when it comes to boys high school basketball as well. So all of that going on, Major League Baseball just around the corner. Pitchers and catchers will start to report, and we'll get to hear about how the Yankees and Red Sox will play 37 billion times this season.
But Douglas, perhaps the biggest news of the weekend? I knew it wouldn't take Kyle Hayner long after taking over as the athletic director at Lexington High School. The boys' bowling team gets their first state title. The Lexington boys are state champions, along with the Kearney High boys in Nebraska High School bowling, along with some other area teams, Centura among some of the state's leaders. What a weekend. Kyle Hayner proclaimed it was one of the best, and I knew he would get it done in Lexington. Congratulations goes out to them. Oh, that wasn't...
I don't know. Is that where you were all weekend? Were you checking that out? Do you have live reports for it?
No, I don't have any live reports. Oh, I know that the Lexington boys defeated Aurora 3-0. Some nice bowling there, along with Kearney defeating Columbus for a title. Now, the Class C girls and boys, Burwell, Ord, and Arcadia team up to both win state titles. You got to be fired up. Are you going back
another
for the parade?
State title? Another state title? Two this year for Ord? The year's not even over yet.
Get the fire trucks out. Get the police cars out. There'll be escorts. There'll be parades. Celebrations all over central Nebraska. In the Class C girls, they defeated Centura 3-2, came down to a nail-biter. They had to play five games, but Ord, Arcadia, and Burwell prevail.
Shows you how important it is to cover the 10-pin in the third frame, because you just never know.
You know, check out this Kearney High Columbus comeback. Game 5, Kearney High wins 222-206. Congratulations. Fabulous, fabulous job by many area bowlers this weekend. And it's only heating up, people. If you follow pro bowling at all, you know where it's at this weekend. It's coming to Thunder Alley. It's coming. Pete Weber, Chris Barnes, all the professionals are going to be at Thunder Alley. Excitement will run amok. Everybody in state wrestling, you can go to the morning sessions. You can follow your wrestlers. But then get to Thunder Alley, because that's where the action is the rest of the time in Omaha. Or you can just stay downtown and watch wrestling.
A lot going on. Is that Omaha or Elkhorn?
Well, it's all merged together now. I said Elkhorn. I got chastised by the coaches at Elwood. They said, Tony, that address is now in Omaha because Elkhorn is now part of Omaha. Okay, calm down. Calm down, guys. It's one of the two. I think I've got the directions here. I think it's right north. It's northwest of Highway 31 and West Dodge Road. So it's basically Elkhorn. Basically, it's Elkhorn, but that's where it's at this weekend. And this leads us up to April when they host the NCAA Women's Bowling Championships.
And, of course, NCAA basketball is going to be in Omaha. ESPN is going to be there. The televised final of the bowling tournament is coming up this Sunday. So, wow. It's just wow. Wow. You have guests lined up for the entire week for this?
You know, how great would it be? I see Chris Barnes. I actually watched a little bit of that yesterday before heading back from Omaha. But it's coming, and it'll be nationally televised at 11:30 this Sunday, the finals of this.
They always are.
64 of the best bowlers in the world come to Thunder Alley.
Did you go check it out? Did you throw a few games this last weekend?
No, I did not.
How do you bowl, Daddy?
I bowl very poorly. Very poorly. I'm one of those guys that can throw 137 with the best of them, but I can also throw an 89. I'm not a good bowler. I'll be the first to admit it. I do enjoy what goes along with bowling.
Marl rolls. 1-888-455-ESPN. You can email us anytime. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. A lot of things went on over the weekend. And I don't know, again, they weren't earth-shattering. There wasn't a whole lot of earth-shattering stuff going on out there. But a lot of things were going on out there for wrestling and basketball, as Daddy's already touched on, bowling. There are some new things going on out there as well with what's going on in Class A, the redistrict. They don't put the districts together for basketball until the week before they get into the postseason. The girls had that come out last week. The boys will have that coming out here around the corner, except for the most western district, which is Kearney and Grand Island and Columbus and North Platte. Because of geography, they are going to keep them in the same district. So that's one thing that's going on. You know, slight changes with some of the other sports that are going on. It's been a busy time at the Nebraska School Activities Association releasing the football schedules. Looked like it went a little smoother this year with those football schedules. I know just reading Stu Pospisil's article in the World Herald, he didn't even have that much to jump on this year, and there weren't very many week zero games for the non-Class A and B schools, and it looked like that went a lot smoother than it had the past two times that they put these things together. And, of course, now you're going to have the consolation games in the state basketball tournament, which is another thing that is different from what's going on. And, of course, now you get ready for championship month. The wrestling is this week. Swimming is next week. Then it's girls basketball. Then it's boys basketball. Four straight weekends of athletic competition for the winter sports to wrap up. And lest we forget, this weekend, this Sunday, the Daytona 500. And for all you people that say boogity, 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 that's just, you know, whatever. I'm not a NASCAR fan, even though I cashed in a NASCAR fantasy league once. And that is the subject of our Prairie Hills poll and one question.
What are you doing in a NASCAR fantasy league?
I got talked into it and I cashed. So what are you going to say, huh? You know, what are you going to do? That was years ago. Years ago. That's before what they knew racing, what racing was down here in Kansas City. Down here in Kansas City.
Rubbin's racing, I guess.
Jesus. Anyway, the Daytona 500 is this week, and that is the subject of our Prairie Hills Poll and One question at ESPNSuperstation.com. Will you watch the Daytona 500? Will you watch the Daytona 500? I am truly interested, I guess somewhat. I catch grief because everybody's a NASCAR fan. Well, you know what? You can be a NASCAR fan right now because there is nothing else on. There is nothing. There is nothing. Figure skating is going to dominate television coverage for the next month. You're going to get a little golf on. How long can the bowling final last Sunday? Not very long. You got NBA basketball. Finally, the one thing you can kind of focus on now is maybe college basketball and seeing a lot more of that on the weekends besides just what you see on ESPN. You'll start to see a little bit more college basketball as we're only a month away now from March Madness and the next big event on the national scene. But log on, vote, ESPNSuperstation.com.
I would say, yes, I will watch part of the Daytona 500. I have a hard time, basically because it's the only thing on, but part of me often wonders, why would the biggest race of the year be the first out of the chute? It's not like this. It's like, well, you might have a great season and finish dead last in the Daytona 500, People don't remember you. They remember the Daytona 500 champion. That is the race that you want to win. If you're going to win one race, that is the race. And I don't understand that.
I don't get it either. It's like the Giants winning, and now let's play the preseason, and then let's play 16 games, and then at the end of the year, we'll have the race for the cup. And, okay, congratulations. That was the last playoff game. The Giants won, and the Patriots won, and that's it. It's over. And then we'll see you next year. Yeah, it makes no sense. But again, you can compare it. You know, you can say that it's the same thing every week, but so are a lot of other things. You know, tennis tournaments, golf tournaments. You're going to different places, although obviously the tracks are mostly similar when it comes to NASCAR. Golf courses are a little bit different. You know, tennis services are a little bit different, but basically the same thing. But yeah, I don't know any other sport where the biggest thing is the first thing out of the gate. 1-888-455-ESPN. I can tell that NASCAR talk has really spurned the interest of our listeners because the phone lines are just ringing off the hook and the emails are rolling in. Let's take a break. When we come back, we'll take a look at what happened this weekend, diving into some very impressive performances from a lot of area wrestlers. There are a ton of them headed to Omaha. Plus, we'll look at what happened on the college scene, and we'll be back with more after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
We turned down the volume on all the radios in the building during this hour so as not to irritate the boss.
Hank says, yes, you can change your switches and receptacles yourself because Levitin makes it easy. Hardware Hank features Levitin switches and receptacles because they are simple to install and look great. With the ease of Levitin QuickWire, just push the wire into the rear of the switch and it's all set to go. At Hardware Hank, an experienced pro will show you how.
You've got a lot more.
Doctors of Chiropractic are trained physicians in the art and science of spinal manipulation. They use this training to treat a wide variety of conditions, such as neck pain, back pain, headaches, and most sports injuries. For 17 years, Dr. John Klingensmith has provided chiropractic care that focuses on total body wellness. Maybe that's why in a recent Gallup poll survey, 90% of chiropractic patients judge their care as effective. So the next time life bangs you around, see Dr. John Klingensmith at Klingensmith Family Chiropractic. Call for an appointment today, 234-4940.
I'm Drew Anderson with the Cincinnati Reds, and you are listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Loosen up your tie and roll up your sleeves. Happy hour has begun. Venue's business casual atmosphere is the perfect place to unwind after a long, hard day at work. From 4 to 6 p.m., there are drink, pizza, and appetizer specials every weekday to help you relax with friends. You'll also enjoy Venue's many flat-screen TVs and non-smoking atmosphere. Come to happy hour from 4 to 6 every weekday at Kearney's newest restaurant, Venue, located in the Holiday Inn just off Interstate 80. Venue, drink, dine, gather.
We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies across the area through the day today with a chance of some scattered snow showers. Could see a coating in some spots by this evening. Highs reach near 30 with winds shifting to the northwest this afternoon at 5 to 15. We'll see some partial clearing develop at times tonight with a low at 13. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 12.
The Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, it's, you know, we were talking during the break here about the AT&T Pebble Beach National Pro-Am. I didn't get to see anything Saturday and Sunday with being out and about doing wrestling coverage and then our wrestling rally yesterday. But Steve Lowry earning his first PGA victory in nearly 8 years yesterday over Vijay Singh, who bogeyed three straight holes on the back nine and needed a birdie on the final hole to force a playoff. At 10 under par, did the weather get bad this weekend? That's not much for that course, and that's too bad, VJ.
Yeah, everybody's broke down. I broke up about that.
Well, hey, if that gets you in the mood to dust the clubs off, well, we've got a place for you to go. Obviously, Prairie Hills Golf Course has the new state-of-the-art simulator voted the best of 2007, and they are open from 8 a.m. until midnight at Prairie Hills' new clubhouse. And, of course, they've got the new attitude to treat golfers right, and they are looking forward to the 2008 outdoor season. Prairie Hills is expecting to be one of the best courses in central Nebraska, and memberships are now available and very affordable. As low as $290 for a single five-day-a-week membership without cart. And, you know, for guys that can go out there and walk the course and play the course and maybe a little semi-retired, that's like playing for free. Or they have the full family seven-day membership with cart rental included. They've got punch cards you can use for multiple rounds of 9 or 18 holes. Plus, you'll love the new additions of the driving range, the practice greens, and, of course, as we mentioned, the new golf simulator. Complete bar with drink specials, sandwiches, and snacks while you're enjoying the new clubhouse and checking out the new golf simulator. Come out and meet the new owners if you haven't done so already, Curtis, Kurt, and Nick, and see the new clubhouse. Feel the new attitude even on a cold day like today at Prairie Hills, north of Kearney, about 10 miles on Highway 10. Kids, don't play with your ice skates. That was pretty gruesome.
Oh, no.
That was pretty gruesome last night on the ice. Florida Panthers forward Richard Zednik getting the deep gash and is in stable condition, as they've continued to report this morning on ESPN Radio. But that is something that you got to be ready for if you're going to watch the highlight on TV, because that's not pretty. There was a lot of stuff on the ice, and they had to rush this guy to the hospital. That was a life-threatening, freaky accident.
Yeah, Doug, and I believe they said it happened one other time, I believe, in the early 90s, right before you got here. Derek had the TV on. They were showing it, and I said, you notice a trail of blood after everything is done. And this was a lot of blood, and it would not have been surprising had he not been conscious by the time they got him to the bench and could have been actually dead on the ice. Unbelievable. Guy gets tripped up, his skate goes up in the air, and he skates right into it. And they talk about these guys sharpening their skates before every game, and just slashes his throat. And very, very lucky to be alive this morning. And like you said, you talk about some other freakish injuries that happen. There's nothing more gruesome than what you saw and what you will be seeing this whole week as they'll replay it over and over and over again.
You know, that's another thing. I'm glad this is a weird transition, but you bring up Joe Theismann. And, he was, unceremoniously booted off Monday Night Football when they made the change here this last year. And thank God. But, he hasn't done a whole lot. You haven't heard him that much. But he has, during the playoffs, I've heard him a couple of times. And as I was driving home from District Wrestling on Saturday, I'm listening to our beloved ESPN Radio, and he's on game night. Joe Theismann on game night, continuing to prove what an idiot he is. He goes into, this is just when they announced that Zorn had been named the head football coach of the Washington Redskins. So they
in a bizarre story, yeah. How that ever happened, but that's a whole different
thing. Again, thank God, Washington, you can continue to not be good. Even though you made the playoffs this year, you go ahead and continue to not be good. That's fine. That's fine. It's tough to compete in a division with the world champions and the Dallas Cowboys, which, by the way, should have been the same thing. Anyway, he's going in saying, how he'll probably start to run the West Coast system a little more, and it'll be more of a Seattle Seahawks type of offense because that's where he came from, yada, yada, yada. And I don't think Jason Campbell will be able to quarterback the West Coast offense because of his throwing motion. I couldn't reach for the radio dial quick enough. But I had to think, okay, now it's only going to get dumber because he's going to explain why the starting quarterback in the NFL will not be able to run the system because of the way he throws the football. He's too tall and lanky, and he has that long delivery, and he won't be able to run this offense. So I guess Jason Campbell will be on the trading block.
That's all you heard? Did you change it then?
No, then they got off and went on a different topic. But, I'm sorry. I've never understood the babble that just continues to eke and slither out of Joe Theismann's mouth. He has never, never been a good analyst. This is the guy that when they were replaying, look how much time he has back there in the pocket. They can't get to this guy. One, two, three, counts to eight. Before somebody goes, Joe, that's a slow motion replay. So anyway, Joe Theismann, product of the system. Don't look now, the Nebraska men's basketball team, Daddy, has won three of their last four conference games.
Kind of, they played awfully well, had a big halftime lead and continued to roll about 62-47. I got to see most of the second half of that game and looked like Texas Tech was going to tighten it up and they were going to have a chance to blow that game. I believe it was 62-47 and Tech scores like the next 8 points, makes it 62-55 or something like that before Nebraska is able to get a bucket. But they go on and hold them off and Now is a critical game with those guys coming back from Missouri. You went down there and stole one, and you've got to hold court on your own court, and that's the challenge up ahead on Wednesday night.
That game is at 7 o'clock in Lincoln at the Devaney Center. And of course, what was up with the Texas Tech guy taunting the crowd, by the way, throughout the ball game? Nebraska women, they had a rough little stage there to start the second half. Oklahoma State outscored them 33-9. Ended up 92-81. Husker women are off until traveling to Kansas on Sunday.
That's a little strange, isn't it, this time of year to have a whole full week off?
Yeah, well, there you have it. That's your conference. You know, sometimes you use that as traveling to play a non-conference game, but when you're not in the top 20 in the country, I guess you just don't schedule those, which is, you know, whatever. How many times can Kansas be on Big Monday? I mean, seriously. Yeah, they're fine. That's fine. They are a good basketball team. But 3 weeks in a row or three out of the last four? Give me a break. I don't understand. There's got to be some other matchups you can show besides Kansas versus fill in the blank.
Well, don't you think Texas and Kansas? People want to see that? I think.
Pick your poison. I don't care. I don't want to see Kansas every week. They are the showcase school. I understand that. But you know what? As a conference, you know, there's got to be some other games out there. UNK, Hastings College women both win. UNK and Hastings College men are both defeated. Somebody go get Lance Creech out of the closet. I don't think they can take another close game overtime loss like they had here. A tough one for them. For UNK, went on the road and just ran into a team that couldn't miss. In Colorado Mines on Saturday or on Friday night, 86-79. I think the Lopers still played pretty well, but again, maybe the depth came into being a little bit of a problem in that basketball game. They'd won five in a row, so it snaps the five-game winning streak for Colorado or for UNK. And now the Lopers will be in action twice this week, back on the road at Metro and Colorado Christian. For Hastings College, they only play on a Wednesday. They don't have to play this weekend. They will be hosting Dana College on Wednesday night. What is wrong with our beloved Storm? The Tri-City Storm got the wrong end of the Cedar Rapids whooping this weekend a couple of times, 4-1, 5-1, and they are trying to take care of injured kids and get people in place and get some new guys in there, but nothing seems to be working right now for the Storm, and it doesn't get any easier. They play four games in the next 6 days. They go to Omaha tomorrow, they're home against Omaha Friday, they're home Saturday, and then next Monday for President's Day, it's a 1:05 go time at home at the First Tier Event Center.
Oh, President's Day. Yeah, that'll be a packed house. A lot of times, I think, if you look back at the Storm, you looked at that East Division and the West was so much dominant. Well, that's not really the case anymore. Now the East playing very, very good hockey. Cedar Rapids after this weekend, 25-13-1. So those upper echelon teams, well, everybody seems to be an upper echelon team this year.
And I think the Storm have 22 games left, guys, and I think 19 of them are against teams that are over 500 at this point.
Yeah, they need some confidence right now. Where are you going to get that? I mean, you're going to have to step up and knock off some of those teams. And boy, you're sure struggling right now, and you don't really see it happening. I mean, from the outside in. Tough.
Give you a chance to win some Storm hockey tickets, though, later on in the week for these home games. Keep it right here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We always appreciate your emails, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We've got boys basketball tonight here on ESPN Radio, 1460-1550. Hastings High will be hosting Kearney. Our pregame is at 7:30. Tip-off is set for 7:45 tonight, right here on ESPN Radio. Also going on tonight, girls sub-district basketball from Grand Island. Wood River plays Donovan Trumbull. Centura plays Hastings St. Cecilia on Power 99. They'll also have the St. Cecilia game on 12:30 KHAS. The winners advance on to play Minden and St. Paul tomorrow with the finals on Thursday, and that's the way it is for all girls sub-districts. Opening round games tonight. Sub-district semifinals tomorrow, sub-district finals on Thursday. And then, of course, the state wrestling tournament coming up this week. We'll get a chance to talk about that and a variety of other things. We'll take a break and be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show after this.
You can go psycho. You can hurt yourself or someone else.
I don't know. I think a man could get used to this. Grow to love it.
Careful out there. Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Long Coward, host of The Herd. Valentine's Day, fellas. Thursday. Yep, this Thursday. Don't be the guy who forgets or who has to scramble at the very end. Go to proflowers.com and order. And I've got an exclusive order for you coming up in a couple of seconds. I've used them for years. There's reasons why. Three simple ones. Great value, easy and convenient, and they last longer than other flowers. Proflowers.com. Here is my feature radio bouquet. It's the last chance special, and it's only available for my listeners. Here it is. 1 dozen red roses or 2 dozen assorted roses. Both come with a free vase and free truffles for just $39.99. $20 in savings. Unbeatable deal. Right before Valentine's Day. Only available at Proflowers.com. What you have to do, go to proflowers.com, find the radio microphone, upper right-hand corner, type in my password, Colin, C-O-L-I-N, proflowers.com, or call 1-800-PROFLOWERS, and don't forget to use my code Colin. Order now.
More exciting high school sports comes your way tonight right here on ESPN Radio. It's a Tri-City battle from Hastings as the Tigers welcome in the Kearney High boys. Our pregame at 7:30, tip-off at 7:45. On Power 99 FM, the C18 girls sub-district basketball tournament begins. Wood River takes on Donovan Trumbull at 6. Hastings St. Cecilia will battle Centura at 7:45. And don't forget, Thursday through Saturday, it's complete coverage of the state high school wrestling tournament from Omaha. The postseason begins tonight.
Now through Valentine's Day, click on ESPNSuperstation.com, the Super Deal section, and receive half off during the Sweetheart Sale.
We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies across the area through the day today with a chance of some scattered snow showers. Could see a coating in some spots by this evening. Highs reach near 30 with winds shifting to the northwest this afternoon at 5 to 15. We'll see some partial clearing develop at times tonight with a low at 13. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now, 12.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as lunch hour is approaching.
Douglas, I was just thinking about that chicken tender hoagie, crispy chicken topped with bacon, melted pepper jack cheese, piled high on top of a hoagie bun. Where would one acquire this? Duh, the Chicken Coop, Grand Island or Kearney. They've got it all. Can't decide? Come tomorrow. Come tonight. Drink specials all day long. The menu's packed with 2 dozen sandwich and burger options. Great food and drink specials featuring all the co-op's favorites. Try any of their 12 flavors of flame broiled chicken wings, medium, hot, buck nasty, spicy, garlic Dijon, jack sauce, spicy barbecue, honey Dijon, sweet and sour, pepper teriyaki, Jamaican jerk. Oh, you're used to those? Why don't you try the 2 new ones they've employed there, honey barbecue or jalapeno garlic? They are there. The Chicken Coop is where it's at for you. Catch all your favorite sports on TV at the Chicken Coop. There's not a bad seat in the house. Get there today. Kearney and Grand Island, the Chicken Coop. Stop in for lunch. Stop in for dinner tonight. Stop in for a drink. They've got specials going on all day long. Chicken Coop, Kearney and Grand Island.
Well, all the recruiting news has starting to die down a little bit, but Daddy, you were gone a little bit last week and attended one of the recruiting banquets. What did you learn from God?
Well, he was there. He was there.
He was also assistant coach yesterday for the Nebraska wrestling team.
Really?
Yes, he was. You didn't know that?
Did not know that.
You didn't know that?
No.
When you went to the Church of Bo yesterday, he didn't mention that?
All the coaches actually broke down, well, the position coaches broke down their positions. Everybody got up, talked a little bit about their recruits on Thursday night at the Touchdown Club recruit dinner. Over 600 people attended this event. The excitement, I think, is back in Husker football. It doesn't matter what area of the state you're in. But the coaches, you just sense a fire and a drive, and it didn't matter if it was Barney Cotton, who I did not realize is a very, very large man. I mean, you see Barney Cotton on TV. Barney Cotton's probably 6'7 or 6'8. He's a big, big man. But nonetheless, I thought Eckler, Papoosius, they got up. You could just tell they're fired up. They're excited to be here and excited to get this deal turned around the right direction. They're excited about the kids they've got coming in. And nobody offered, nobody promised anybody playing time. They said it's basically going to be up to us to develop these kids and up to them to respond and get it done on the field. But everybody's excited, and Coach Pelini just kind of turned the program over to each one of those position coaches, and they said what few words they did. You know, some of these guys had not spent a lot of time as other people had recruited them, but everybody saw them on film, and they're getting into the system. We'll see who can contribute this fall for this team.
So they told you nothing?
Well, they broke them down and, talked about their strengths. And basically, when you see a high school kid, the one thing that's always interesting to me, if you're playing a down program, there were probably, I probably had several highlight reels in high school, the five plays that I was in. And you're beating up, you don't know who these kids are playing a lot of the time. So I think, yeah, they were the fastest ones on the field. They were the biggest ones on the field. But who are they? Who are they playing against? You won't know that. You won't know how they fit into a. One of the coaches saying actually that he hoped to. They didn't care if they were all state. They wanted to have them all be all Big 12, and that's basically the goal behind getting these kids out and getting to work, getting them involved in what system that's in place down there, and turning the thing around.
So what were some of the question and answers that were interesting? They didn't let any of that go on?
Didn't really have the question and answer deal. It lasted long enough. They went down to the 18 walk-ons that were there, and Jeff Jamrock took them, and then the position players, it lasted long enough. There was enough highlights. I think everybody was, okay, time to go.
You were at a Nebraska football event, and it was too long, kind of like a game. It was too long.
Well, there's been a lot of them that have been too long lately.
Let's go to the email here, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. See, I thought you were going to have some riveting information for us.
Nothing real riveting. I hate to disappoint, but nothing real riveting.
So the show carries on as usual. Let's go to the email, DougAndDaddy@ESPNSuperstation.com. This is from David, who says, give the Amherst people a big thanks for a well-ran tourney. And, Doug, how can you say a gym full of wrestlers stink when you sit in a room with that basketball lover daddy every day?
That's rude.
Well, point well taken, Dave. We were there for wrestling in Amherst on Saturday, and as always it runs smooth, I'm sure, as the events did from throughout the area, like at Ravenna or St. Paul. And Kearney and Grand Island both qualify 14 wrestlers for the state tournament. Obviously, you can't qualify any more than that. That's the whole team. But I thought it was very interesting that Columbus, Kearney, and Grand Island, now that they have broke these districts up for the last few years where it's not geography, it's actually kind of serpentining it and trying to get things in the right spots, all won the districts. Four districts in A and three outstate. But I will tell you this. One thing that I brought it up with the coaches Saturday, brought it up with the coaches yesterday on the wrestling rally. We had Ross Halford on again yesterday. We had him on the show here on Friday from HuskerMat.com. You know, Class A wrestling, and Ross thought maybe Class D wrestling as well. But, boy, are there more than 10 teams in Class A that have anything going for them right now? Omaha Benson shows up at districts with four wrestlers. Four. Wrestlers. Say what you want, there are still and this might be on the low end, 800 boys in that high school. If Class D schools can field mostly full teams, how can you not find at least 20 out of 800 kids to come out for wrestling? I don't care where you're at. Even if it's a basketball-hungry, crazy school or there's other things going on, that just blows my mind. And Lincoln Wrestling has just been so pathetic for so long at most of the schools. They're finally getting things turned around there a little bit. But
Four.
Four kids. Not qualifiers. Kids. Four. There was that Class A district. Now, albeit there's only eight teams in these districts, but to have a four-man bracket, they're all in. They were in before they got there, and gave our little Kearney 12-pounder Timmy Crocker a little guff. He only had to wrestle once on Saturday because he got a bye, and then his kid was hurt or forfeited out, so that moved him into the finals, and he stuck his kid like in a minute 15.
Yeah, you know what, and that probably wouldn't happen because what's his record, like about 500 or 40-1?
Well, things look good. I think Kearney has put themselves in a position to challenge Millard South, who's been right there at number one, and they qualified 13 and maybe had a few more champs. I mean, it's kind of sad. It's kind of sad here. Let's see. Millard South, district champs at 103, 119, 125, 130. Oops. Then you got Drew Atherton, who I think is ranked number one at 135 for each, so he won. Then they also had winners at 52, 60, 71, 89, 215, 285. Kearney had eight district champions and two more lost in overtime.
Douglas, correct me. The boy from Amherst that is undefeated, is he someone in his weight class also undefeated and they will have to meet?
No.
That is okay.
Let me double check. I've got a lot of that information right here in front of me. There are Michael Klingensmith from Kearney Catholic is one kid. There are two undefeated kids in the same weight class at that point. Let me see. Class D. No, Chase Klingelhofer of Amherst. He's a returning medalist. I don't know if I have the undefeated kids. Yeah, here we go. Chase is also undefeated. No. So, no, there's not a battle of undefeated wrestlers there.
Michael Klingensmith, though, does have that.
Yeah, there are very few opportunities for undefeated wrestlers to face off at the state meet. In fact, Klingensmith and Austin Hergett of Norfolk Catholic at 152 in Class C is one. Ethan Carrs of Franklin and Bryant Mestrick of Howells, 140 in Class D. They could actually meet in the semifinals. Class D, 145, Eric Payne of East Butler and Jared Goebbels of Randolph are both unbeaten. At 215 in D, you've got the Howells and Hemingford kids are both unbeaten. And then at 285, Stanton and Dundee County kids are both unbeaten. So only one time outside of Class D.
And how are they seeded so they can meet in the semifinals if they're both undefeated?
They're not. You don't get seeded when you go to state. There are four districts, and you match up District 1. You're going to have four district champions. So they're drawn out of a hat. They're drawn out of a hat. District 1 faces District 3 at weight class 112, and then District 1 will face District 4 at weight class 119, and that's the way it's drawn out. But in all fairness here, Daddy, and you can point right to Carson Hammond over at Amherst, who I believe has just the one loss, and that came to Michael Klingensmith this year. So, you know, you can't just look at the record and assume because you're unbeaten, you're better than a kid with one or two losses. It's the competition that you face. And that's why Friday night's round usually is the most exciting. And this year there's going to be a couple of kids where Thursday's quarterfinals are going to be a little more exciting than they should be because of some major upsets in the districts.
Okay, fair enough. I mean, I just thought, well, you know, when it only impacts one or two, you know, brackets in the whole deal, you get two undefeated kids, it'd sure be easier to get them on opposite sides and hope for those kids to meet in the finals.
So a little wrestling coming up this week in coverage on our network of stations, and you'll hear the semifinals live Friday on our sister station, Power 99, but we'll have updates here on ESPN and 1230 KHAS and throughout the weekend. Looking forward to another great meet.
Long, long days, though. Start at 8:30.
Well, they're long days for You know what? To be honest, the folks that work at the NSAA and some of the media, because they have the volunteers and the officials. There are a few people that do run the tables all day long, but it's like track. They break it into two sessions. So if you're a fan of BNC and that's all you want to be there for, you're only there a half day until you get into the Russell backgrounds. On Thursday, you're only there, or you only have to be there, or if you're only going to watch that, have to be there for a half day. And that's the way it is with most of the meet refs with some of the volunteers and on down the line. But, yes, the wrestling does start if you want to be there at 8:30 on Thursday morning and wraps up at around 10:15, 10:30 on Thursday night. Starts again at 8:30 on Friday and goes all the way through till about 10:30 on Friday night when the semifinals wrap up. Then Saturday begins at 8:30 and the finals start at 2 and they usually get done close to 6.
All those are televised.
The finals are televised on Saturday, that's right. So some good wrestling going on. We hope you can make it, but I'll tell you what, it's not just Kearney and Grand Island. You look and take a look at some of these Class B schools, and obviously Omaha Scott's going to win state. There's no doubt about it. There's no way. I mean, they'd have to declare the whole program ineligible to not win state again this year with 13 and scoring 288 points with 8 district champions. In the B2 meet that they hosted. But Central City looks like they've got a lot of young kids there. They could do some damage. Hadley Cooksley out of Northwest.
There's an undefeated wrestler, correct?
He's going to be one of those kids that we want to watch. He's going to be one of those kids that is going to have hopefully a parade of champions walk for him. He has had some tough draws in the past, and he's got a tough draw again this year because the Boys Town wrestler, who many people believe those guys will be 1 and 2, are on the same side of the bracket and would meet in the semifinals. So you look for Cooksley. Northwest qualified 6. Adams Central got 6. Aurora got 7. And Central City taking 11. Lexington's got 5 kids down there. Cozad has 6 coming out of the Valentine District. In Class C, Sergeant Burwell has a chance maybe to make some noise for a state trophy, whether it be champion or runner-up again. You've got some kids. Grand Island Central Catholic, I thought, really had a surprise. That was one of the most surprising things. I had not heard that Central Catholic was going to be in the running, let alone win their district meet over at St. Paul, Wood River. 5 quality kids going, but just a lot of kids from all over. Amherst is going to be right there in the Class D race as well.
How many Amherst has what? 7 or 8?
Amherst is taking 9 this year.
9 kids? Where'd Tyler ranks them? So where do you rank them? Like a 13th? They always either rank them like 22nd, and they're always like top 3.
Coaches and rankings and pairings, they don't ever want to talk about them too much. Let's take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and Daddy's got, well, I don't know. We've got some things to talk about back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Hey, guys, the boss just asked when we dropped our grade school requirement for all on-air personnel.
Happy Valentine's Day. Everyone at Plum Creek Medical Group pledges to never forget the sacrifices our soldiers have made on behalf of our freedom, honor, and democracy. For everyone in the United States and around the world, thank you from everyone at Plum Creek Medical Group in Lexington. Healthcare you can trust. Joe's Market proudly salutes our soldiers, especially those who are serving in Iraq, and wishes them a very happy Valentine's Day. Brighten a soldier's day and send them a card or email, and let them know that they aren't forgotten. From Joe's Market in Loop City, your hometown grocer, providing top quality products and friendly service.
My daughter came home from school and asked,
"Can we get candy for my Valentine?"
My little girl's first Valentine. But then she said,
"Mom, I have 32 Valentines."
Wow. Lucky for me, there's Walmart. They've got all the candy I need at a great price. So when it comes to Valentine's, just because she has a lot doesn't mean I'm going to spend a lot.
Walmart has everything for Valentine's Day, like 3.25-ounce Whitman's Chocolate Sports Hearts for $2.96 and a 17-ounce Mars Classroom Gift Mix for $3.96. This Valentine's Day, save money, live better. Walmart.
When you're hungry and feeling sluggish, it's hard to concentrate your accuracy. It's hard to focus and be accurate. And so Snickers make new Snickers Charge Bar candy bar. Snickers Charge hunger satisfies and little boost. Try being no fatigued inside. Now new Snickers Charge Bar and get back to work freshly as a daisy fresh.
When you need a little boost, try a new Snickers Charged Bar. Feast.
I'm Richie Ross from the Tennessee Titans. You're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 KXPN and 1550 KICS.
We'll see partly to mostly cloudy skies across the area through the day today with a chance of some scattered snow showers. Could see a coating in some spots by this evening. Highs reach near 30 with winds shifting to the northwest this afternoon at 5 to 15. We'll see some partial clearing develop at times tonight with a low at 13. I'm meteorologist Paul Frobley. Right now, 12.
Back on the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, along with UNK, reminding you that the UNK Blood Drive is going on today. It just started at the top of the hour at the Nebraskan Student Union from 11 to 5. It takes all types, especially yours. You can help make sure the right blood type is available at the right time for patients with serious medical needs. Each day, an average of 38,000 units of red blood cells is needed for patients in the United States. On any given day, your blood could make all the difference. Whatever your type, the Red Cross is asking for your help now, and they would love for you to stop by the Nebraskan Student Union Cedar Room from now until 5 o'clock today. And if you need more information, you can contact the chairman of the blood drive, football coach Daryl Morris, 865-8033. Stop by, give blood today. Even if it's yours, Daddy.
Douglas, so during the break, I asked you guys if you happened to see the 100, I don't know if they called them the goofiest moments or 100. It was on Channel 5 last night, and they gave a rundown, and it was every different category from weather people, you know, and situations and storms where, they get a backdrop or a tree falls over on them or, you know, what have you. You know, you got the people getting hit with the dad pitching the ball and coming hitting the guy in the groin region and stuff like that, and the different takes from the Newlywed Show, the dating game, several things like that. But very interesting to see go back. And a lot of the clips were from Australia, United Kingdom shows, stuff like that. But a great rundown of some very, very funny things. And if you get a chance, check that out on the internet. I believe there's a rundown on MSN today. It was some pretty, pretty funny stuff over the years that just happened on live TV.
No. See, did you watch anything of the biggest event last night? Again, shocking that I would get the quizzical. Quizzical one. Unbelievable. The 50th Grammys, which is being hailed as one of the best ever last night. Beyonce and Tina Turner, who looked okay, but obviously isn't going to keep up with Beyonce and looked a little lost at times out there, but it doesn't matter. And some great, great moments. And, of course, Amy Winehouse, who they wouldn't let in the country to come to the Grammys and then decided that they would. And she picks up 5 awards last night and does a, I don't know if we would call it strange, but a different performance in London where it was 4 in the morning. And she ends up being the big winner last night, Kanye West, with a really cool performance last night. And just so many. Rihanna did a great job, and the Grammys really cool last night. And one of the better performances, or one of the better shows. Again, usually the critics get all over those things, but nothing too strange, just a lot of great performances.
Anytime Tina Turner takes a stage, I think she's just a fabulous performer.
You didn't watch any of the Grammys, did you?
No, a lot of those people, they give me the creeps anyway. You know, Amy Winehouse and her recent troubles makes me physically ill. You know, who does that?
There was no Lil Wayne, I guess. Was there any Lil Wayne?
No, I don't think there was any Lil Wayne last night.
Get an umbrella out, something about making it rain.
That's Rihanna.
Oh, that's Rihanna?
Yeah.
Well, that's also Lil Wayne. Right, Derek?
Okay, let's go ahead. We're going to turn. How much time we got left in the show?
A couple minutes here.
Daddy wasn't here Friday. Daddy, it's Daddy time. What do you got for us?
Well, I think the Celtics are playing awfully well in the NBA right now. Big, big win over the Spurs.
Minus Kevin Garnett.
As soon as he gets back, this team's going to be a monster. I don't believe they lost a West team yet this year. I think the Shaquille O'Neal trade to the Suns has been interesting. I think people that do not follow NBA basketball at all ought to start taking note, because I think it's an exciting time for him and that team. And Shaquille O'Neal questioning people in the Sunday conversation and by saying, if you got somebody like Steve Nash throwing you the ball, I'll run. That's exciting for me. I think it's, you get to the hockey, the injury is going to be blasted all over that. The Richard Zednik, I believe, getting hit with a skate to the neck. And basically the doctor's able to save his life. Actually had him in the training room for 10 minutes on a table, able to get him stable enough to get him in an ambulance, to get him to a hospital. Fabulous job there. Nebraska basketball over the weekend, got to see about a half of that. Had a, very, very well played. Doc Sadler, for the first time, basically out of his skin after that ball game, excited-wise. I think that's the first time. Maybe that's happened all year long, even including the Oregon game when I think people were, rushing the court and he was trying to do an interview and getting knocked around. He was excited. NFL Pro Bowl, excellent, excellent performances. Adrian Peterson, Terrell Owens, catching a touchdown pass from Jeff Garcia, which was interesting, I thought. And then the media hounding him a little bit afterwards, saying, what was that like, throwing a ball to him? He goes, guys, don't go there.
Always fun, always fun. One thing that we didn't touch on was a long streak coming to an end over the weekend. The UNK wrestling team 26-match conference winning streak comes to an end 19-17, and the Lopers had to give up a forfeit in that duel, 6 points, obviously. So of the matches wrestled, the Lopers were able to win that 17-13, but Western gets that. And so that snaps the 26-match RMAC dual winning streak. The Lopers head to New Mexico Highlands Wednesday, and then they're at third-ranked Adams State on Thursday, and that'll kind of be maybe a different feeling for the Lopers going on the road, and the RMAC is an underdog for maybe the first time in 5 years.
They got to get that scoring worked out. Those forefoots kill you this time of the year. A lot of injuries. That's what you got to get healed up this time of year. And I know that's a big goal of Mark Bauer and all the wrestling coaches in the area when they head to the state into Omaha this weekend. You got to get people healthy and wrestle their full potential.
Coming up later on this week, we're going to talk with Bonner Park track announcer Steve Anderson as another season gets underway. We're going to catch up with Damon Day, UNK, and we'll talk UNK and Hastings College baseball. The Loper women's basketball team on a roll. We're going to track down Carol Russell as well. All that and, of course, state wrestling and postseason basketball for the high school kids coming up this week.
Hey, we'll see you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, 1460, 1550.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over!